Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Homeopathy, an amazing healing system that few people would not want to utilize once they've seen it work. And as you explore it further, you may just want more and more. That is, learning about the system, how it treats illness, how it's different than regular medicine, and even how there are many similarities. Who would have thought nitroglycerin would be so effective for the pain of a blocked cardiac artery? Or that deliberately scarring someone's arm with cow pus would prevent a death from smallpox? Exploring homeopathy opens up a vast world of potential remedies, as every plant, every mineral, every animal is a unique medicine. But there's the rub. As there are so many different choices of medicine, it can be difficult to find the right one oftentimes. There is, however, a system of homeopathy, or rather a subtype, called autopathy, that by its nature takes care of this difficulty of finding the right remedy. In autopathy, the person's own saliva or breath is used to make the medicine. In fact, the patient makes it themselves, using a special bottle and diluting the sample with pure water. You can begin with 1 liter of water dilution to begin as your dose. This will help to establish balance for the person at their core, as it's no longer like cures like, no longer a similar, but the same cures same. You go straight to it, right off the bat. Looking for the right remedy has already been done. Amazing. Someone already versed in homeopathy, however, is best prepared to use autopathy, as then the understanding of things like how often to dose, when to increase the potency, and what to look for as the patient responds to the treatment comes in handy. Autopathy and homeopathy, when done right, generally don't suppress symptoms. Rather, things like the return of old symptoms from a previous illness can manifest, albeit usually in a fleeting, healing fashion. While being treated with these systems, you pay attention to things like mood, quality of sleep, overall energy level, so you can gauge that the person is going in the healing direction. If someone gets antibiotics for bronchitis, and this illness clears up, but then the person feels worse in some other way, like their digestion being terrible or their sleep going south, well, then that's not considered a deep healing response. Rather, that person's vitality is seen as declining from that round of antibiotics. To be fair, even mainstream medicine counsels against antibiotics for treating bronchitis these days. So, studying and using homeopathy is an excellent prelude to working with autopathy. This new system was discovered or rediscovered in Czech Republic. And there is evidence from paintings, statues, and ancient relics and bottles that autopathy has been around for a long time, especially in the area of Asian Buddhist places. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. I look forward to speaking with you again next week.